This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Straight up top of the hour, Power Hour Nation. Good morning to you. Just joining us. We're finishing up with Dr. Sherry Rogers, excuse me, and your questions. Physician, heal thyself. That's from the Bible, as old as the Bible, probably more. But that's exactly what Sherry Rogers has done and shown a path for all of us to follow. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, you are live on the air. What is your question, please, sir?
Okay, thank you, Daniel. Yeah, before I ask my question, I'd like to briefly comment on that story that Sam brought out about the Japanese finding it very beneficial to go for walks in the forest. And that's that. I think one of the biggest problems for the mess in America today is that now most of the people grow up in big cities, and we need the influence of nature. You know, people don't really develop good character, you know, very well, I think, when they grow up in big cities. And so I want to say that about that. And my question is, I have a friend who says that she developed a phenomenal memory. You were talking about the hippocampus and memory. She said she developed a phenomenal photographic memory by taking 2 capsules 3 times a day of Gotu Kola. Do you know anything about Gotu Kola and what might be in it that's good for the memory?
It's a herbal preparation, and most of them are what we call phytonutrients, and they can deliver electrons depending on how good and ethical the company is that made them. That's a big problem. And where they are grown, what type of soil, etc. There are lots of things that we've talked about in the newsletter that also improve your memory on that same basis. For example, lithium can deliver 4 electrons. Germanium can deliver 4 electrons. So can silicon. So there are lots of nutrients that we don't have to depend upon how they were grown in the soil. And then others, like curcumin, we researched that quite a bit, and that's also in the newsletter this year or last year, that there's a wealth of scientific data of how good it is for the body. However, most of them are not bioavailable. In other words, they do not get into your system more than 1 or 2%. And so we had to find the ones that do get in and then give the scientific evidence for it as well. And so that's what we've done with these phytos, because there are a host of nutrients like your Gotu Kola and the curcumins and so forth that have a huge ability to deliver electrons, which is the only difference between life and death. If I were suddenly dead in front of you, I'm the same mass of chemicals, the same toxins, but the electricity has stopped. However, these electrons are dependent on the soil that the herbs were grown in, the processing that has taken place, and then even simple things like storage. Look at all the companies that sell cut-rate nutrients on the Internet, but where do they store them? Do they buy huge amounts and then store them in some big warehouse that's unair-conditioned so that that heat deteriorates them? And so that's why we've had a huge challenge over the last 30 years of also trying to find the best nutrients we can and then give the websites and the 800 numbers for them, which we've done in the books.
Very good. Does that help you, Joe?
Yeah, so you're saying it's a matter of electrons to the hippocampus that gives you a good memory. Is that summing up?
And back on your walk in the forest, I mean, that has to do with the earthing that we talked about last year as well, especially if you go barefooted. You're back with nature. And then, of course, exercise. One of the best ways to build up electrons in the human body is used taking advantage of the piezoelectric response, where stretching and exercise actually builds electrons.
Really? So yoga actually helps your body very much, though. Very good. We got a break. We got a couple calls. We are going. If you are in line, I think Blake shut down. I don't know if he shut down the phone or not. But if you're in line and in queue, we are going to get to you. John and Curtis, you're next with Sherry Edwards. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3 minutes. You are listening to the Power Hour.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi, friends. Let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that you're children are vulnerable. Your parents are vulnerable. And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Welcome back to Power Hour, Power Hour Nation. We are talking to Dr. Sherry Rogers, one of the great medical minds of, I mean, really, of our generation. This practical knowledge of taking somebody and helping them to be empowered to affect their own health, to independently move forward in this malaise of misinformation, as she would say, and I don't want to put words in her mouth, but dangerous medicine that's being practiced. We got an email question real quick before we go to John. This is from Dave. Can systematic enzyme therapy help cure prostate cancer?
Yeah. In fact, I think the late Nick Gonzalez wrote about that as well. The prostate cancers need, first of all, you need to find out why you got the cancer. Most of them have heavy metal toxicities, nutrient deficiencies, et cetera, when we look at their blood work and their history and so forth. So you need to make the body healthy. There are ways, or the prostate is an allergic target organ also, so it can become inflamed, which then leads to not only allergies, but also then to cancers with chronic inflammation. A lot of men who have chronic prostatitis, unfortunately, it's because they have overgrowth of candida. But the first thing they're given by the doctor is Cipro, so that causes tendon ruptures, which then they're off to the orthopedist, plus it causes more candida, so now they just keep getting recurrent antibiotics instead, because most of them have what we call non-bacterial prostatitis. And then back to the cancer, of course, we've done tons of articles in the newsletters on reversing and healing prostate cancer. In fact, folks can go to the 2006 and 2013 newsletters and talk to people who were given, these were not prostate cancers, they were other cancers, lymphomas. You can't cut out the lymphatic system like you can cut out the prostate. They were given 48 hours, 2 weeks to live, and medicine had totally given up on them, and they were gracious, sent me all their records, all their proof, and plus then I've gone to meet them when I was lecturing in areas where they were. They're totally well. It's 20 years later. They did it all with diet, and that's the diet that starts with you are what you ate. Then it goes to the cure is in the kitchen, and then macro mellow.
There you go.
But enzymes are very important to dissolve off, like we talked before. That's in the wellness against all odds. Those are the four things that anybody who has cancer should definitely read those.
Well, let's list those again. The four things. Wellness against all odds.
Mm-hmm. Then you are what you ate.
You are what you ate.
And do them in this order, too. Okay. Wellness against all odds. You are what you ate. The cure is in the kitchen. And macro mellow.
Okay. Very good.
And then they want to definitely do how to cure diabetes, because you want to get the blood tests, find out what's wrong with why you got the cancer in the first place, because then anything that you've done, all the treatments that you've done subsequent to the diagnoses, whatever they are, have pulled you down even further, because all drugs steal nutrients from the body in the work of the body detoxifying them. So you want to find out why you're not playing with a full deck so you can have a new life. So you now have a life with the right chemistry in your cell membranes, in your nerves, in your prostate, in your mitochondria, where God's mitochondria are little organelles inside of every cell where God's miracle occurs a zillion times a day, changing a molecule of food into the thing we call energy or life. It to give the electrons, to create the battery of life, if you will.
Well, that's very good. You mentioned that. We just had Jerry Peterman on talking about Time Challenger and feeding mitochondria. So that's very good. Willie, we have John in Michigan. John in Michigan, you're live on the air. What do you got for us this morning, John?
Well, good morning, folks. Doctor, I would like you to just talk about plasticizers and how invasive they are in our food system. And then also want to mention a program that I'm on from the Power Hour, or the Power Nation, as it's called now. There was a gentleman named Tom Palladino that was on last week talking about scalar energy, and I've been on it for about 8 days now. It's a very interesting program where you send a picture to him, and he uses scalar energy to heal you, or do the best he can through the technology.
We don't say heal. We don't say heal, John.
Well, okay. Well, there's some changes in my body. My shoulder that I landed on years ago, falling off a bike, was pretty stiff, and I just have a lot more flexibility to it right now, and I don't have any discomfort in it, and I don't.
Let's start with the first question. Hang on, John. Don't go anywhere, John. Go ahead. Start with plasticizers.
John, I became a torpedo over the handlebars of a bicycle back in the 90s. And blew out my shoulder. Years later, I had 33 abnormalities on the MRI. I've never had surgery. How I cured it, and I can use the word cure, is in what is it? It's either 2016 or 2017 Total Wellness Newsletter. I think it's 2016. All the details of how to do that. And like I say, I have a great serve. I play tennis 5 days a week. So anyway, the plasticizers, you're absolutely right. They are one of the biggest environmental pollutants going. They damage the same chemistry, similar chemistries that the statins do. They damage the beta oxidation. In other words, how you change the fatty acids that make the electricity of this every cell membrane they control everything. The plasticizers, what we call phthalates, there are many of them, and like we've shown in the newsletter, never believe something that says BPA-free, because what they did was they did take out the BPA, and now they're using another chemical that has not been studied that is probably worse than the BPA because they're all related. They're all phthalates. Phthalates, phthalates, phth is the word I'm using, and that's the chemistry, a broad term, for all these plasticizers, the plastic wrap, the styrofoam tray that foods are on. All of these plastics permeate our foods, and they can trigger every and any disease. How to get rid of them is in detoxify or die. How they were discovered was researchers at Yale were studying breast cancer cells in petri dishes. And when they added the chemical that causes the cancer to grow like crazy, then they would add the chemotherapy to show that the chemo killed the cancer cells. Well, before they added the chemo, or the cancer-causing chemical, the carcinogen, the cancer cells were already growing like crazy. The reason? The phthalates, the plastics that were leaching out of the plastic petri dishes, were fertilizer for the cancer. And they are part of our massive epidemic, and that's why everyone should read Detoxify or Die. Everyone. There's no way we can escape this world without detoxifying. You have to detoxify in some way or another every day, because every day you want to say to yourself, okay, I tanked up on this, 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 and this. Now, what have I done to help detox and accelerate getting rid of some of these, because it's our total package that finally determines whether we get a cancer or we get whatever it is we get.
Dr. Rogers, we got one. John, will you stay on the line during the break? I'd like to talk to you during the break. Is that okay, John?
Sure. Thank you.
Just stay on line. Blake, just hold him on there. Go ahead, John. Say what you're about to say.
No, I just said thank you, doctor. And if you can check into this Scalar Energy program that's been presented on the Hour Power Hour, I think you'll find it very interesting.
I'll introduce her to that during the break, or I'll email her.
Great.
We got one last question. Stay on the line, John. I got one last caller I want to get in before the break. Curtis in West Virginia. Curtis, you're a tail gunner here with Dr. Sherry Rogers. What's on your mind, Curtis?
Am I on now?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Oh, Daniel, I'm glad to get to talk to you, too.
Well, thank you.
5 o'clock this morning, I was reading your book and Sherry Rogers' book, and I was listening to Jerry Peterson. I'm going to be calling him all after this is over. Hey, Sherry, I've got something very important to ask you. All this winter, I've been to the hospital many, many times. I've been diagnosed with severe dehydration. The only thing doctors have got to offer is drink more water. I know there's got to be something else wrong. I've got low testosterone and severe dehydration. I've got many things I'd like to talk to you about, but I'll leave it at that.
Curtis, you're just working blindly, sweetie. All you want to do is find out what your nutrients are, what you're missing, and what you're toxic in. And then you can see why your body does not process or hold the water as everyone else's does. You gave a great clue. Low testosterone. The hormones are the target organ for the phthalates that we were just talking about with John. All the plastics that are in our foods, we can't help it. Plastic water bottles everywhere. All those plastics plus the pesticides from on the GMO foods, etc., they're all what we call EEDs, environmental endocrine disruptors. And they make a target to the hormones. And then once you screw up the hormones, then the whole body is messed up because they have such a wide range of action. And so you would want to get that blood test that we talked about in the How to Cure Diabetes. It's 12 pages of your molecular biochemistry that looks at your vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, amino acids, organic acids, etc., to see why you got why you have your problem and what you can do. You could consider this as a blessing in disguise because it's nothing as serious as a cancer or atrial fibrillation where you can send a clot to your brain.
We gotta go. We gotta go, Dr. Rogers. It's the there's the music. Thank you so much for being on. Thank you for everybody's questions, and we'll talk to you soon, Dr. Rogers.
All the best. Make yourself too smart to fail.
Too smart to fail. There you go.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
24 minutes after the hour. You know, at the bottom of PowerHourNation.com, we work very hard, our web guy, to make it so you can look, check the price of gold, you can check the Dow, you can even check Bitcoin price right in the bottom of PowerHourNation.com. Of course, you can always listen live at the top, and there's some great articles. There's a memorial about Joyce, and there's also the article about Thomas Jefferson, the last letter he ever wrote, which I think is very apropos this week. We cannot underestimate, I cannot praise enough, what the founding fathers did in the independence and the bursting of spirit in this country, and that we cannot let it go. That is why I'm begging you to put a copy of the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator, and believe me, we're thinking through this more, what else we can do, how we can further this, how we can really make a difference. To me, I thought this long, prayed long and hard. It is the problem with our country, and it is the solution to our country, or at least most of the political problems that we have lie in that, our letting go of the Bill of Rights and all that comes with it, or our re-grabbing it. I was talking with John during the break. I held him over, and it was so compelling. I had some crazy experiences with the scalar energy, meeting Tom, and I tried it out before we had him on the air. And, you know, am I crazy? I don't know. But I put it out there. I believed in it, at least as far as we can tell, as far as our research. I mean, this is fantastic what Tom has done. I mean, groundbreaking if this is true. John, why don't you tell a little bit about your experience and kind of where you see that?
Well, I had two issues that I feel have been changed since I've been dealing with this program. I'm on my eighth or ninth day, and he offers 15 days. I had a shoulder that I injured back when I was in my 20s, falling off a bike, and it's been very stiff and limited since then. And the fifth or sixth day into this program, I began to do some motion exercises, and I felt something give, and my limit to that arm is doubled. The amount of extension I have now is almost back to normal.
So you can go on, just for everybody who doesn't know what John's talking about, Tom Palladino was on. We're going to have him on again, I think, 2 weeks, I think. You can go to the website, powerhournation.com. In the right side, there's a little banner right below the Power Mall banner that says, what is scalar energy? And you can click and you can get a 15-day free trial. Very simple. You send in a picture of your hand, the light energy of your hand. I mean, you got to kind of listen to the interview. You can go back through the archives and see the day that he was on. He connects with you on a scalar universal energy level, and it starts to blow apart pathogens, bacteria, things in my... I've noticed, because traveling, I'm still out of town. I'm traveling. When I travel, go to airports, what have you, I get sick, and I can feel my... I know when it's happening, I can feel my body. So I got that feeling again. I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm getting sick, I'm traveling. And then, boom, just like that, it, like, reversed or something. It didn't happen. I was like, well, that's weird. And then I told you when Tom was on about my lungs, I just breathed deep. It almost like I was breathing ozone, or after a lightning storm, I could just breathe so much deeper just all of a sudden. Have you noticed anything like that, like a cough or something, you know, kind of going away, or John?
Yes, I did have a soreness in my throat about 3 weeks ago. And I don't get sick. I'm blessed with a good diet and good water and nutrition, so I usually don't get compromised. But this went, it was a strange occurrence in my throat. I think it might have been during an aerosol program, too, that it seemed to, I worked outdoors at that day, but it went into my chest, and it just lingered there, or right above my chest, as a dry cough with no production of much. And I just was persistent, and I just kept putting off going to the doctor for some type of treatment, and when I got on this, it's been about 5 days or 4 or 5 days into the program, my cough started to subside, and now it's hardly even there anymore.
I really appreciate you sharing, and we're going to have him on back in a couple weeks. And I think my momentum is going to build on this. And I really want to see your guys' experience. Please email me, powerhourdaniel@gmail.com. Please get in touch with us. Call us. I want to see what's going on with you. Is nothing happening? Is weird little things? I mean, he has a DNA test of people who had HIV and now don't have HIV, or have hepatitis and now don't have hepatitis. I mean, he has a DNA proof. It takes a few months, but it happens.
Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Daniel, Tom did mention that this material was taken by the FBI from Tesla's death room. And the day before he died, George Bush Sr. was an assistant to Tesla, supposedly. And
wow.
The technology has been taken by our government to suppress. And
awesome. Got to go. Got to go. 3 minutes.
He says it.
Dr. Coconut coming right up. Thank you, John, very much. We have to go, my friend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Minutes after the hour. So glad that you are with us. We've had a great show up until this point, and it will continue with our next guest. He is a naturopathic doctor. He's an author, a speaker. He's gone all over the country speaking about what he's known for, Dr. Coconut, coconut oil, essential dietary fats. He's an expert in it, fats and oils. His website, www.coconutresearchcenter.org. And also his books. We'll talk about how we can get that in the website there in a second. But we're talking about Dr. Bruce Fife. Dr. Fife, welcome to the Power Hour.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's very good to have you, and you've been so patient. You were scheduled to come on earlier. We had all the calls. I want to really thank you for that, for your patience. Our audience, you come on regular, semi-regular. The audience knows you. You're a Power Hour friend. Why don't you, for those who haven't heard you or maybe new listeners, why don't you give us a little background on how you got into this and how you came, how you got to be known as Dr. Coconut?
Yeah, well, several years ago, actually, more than 20 years ago now, I had a colleague tell me that coconut oil was one of the good fats, and that totally shocked me because I considered coconut oil one of the bad, evil, saturated fats that would promote heart disease. But this colleague I trusted and had a lot of faith in, and so I decided to do some research on coconut oil to actually discover the truth behind it. And so I went to the research studies and started looking up every study I could find basically on coconut oil. And as I started going through these studies, I found benefit after benefit after benefit. In fact, I couldn't even find any bad things about coconut oil. They were all good. And at this time, everyone thought coconut oil was a bad saturated fat, and I wanted to correct that misconception, so I wrote a book called The Coconut Oil Miracle to change that perception. And since the publication of that book, which was originally in 2000, I've now written about 14 books that deal with coconut oil in some form or another.
Well, that's fantastic. You, I scarce to say, that makes you an expert, my friend. 14 books. Wow. What's your most recent book for somebody who wants to keep up with what you're doing?
Well, I've been doing a lot of books on the ketogenic diet because coconut oil fits so well in that and promotes production of ketones, which have been shown to be so helpful. And so my most recent one is Dr. Fife's Keto Cookery. It's a cookbook using coconut oil and other healthy fats to produce ketogenic recipes.
What is keto? What is a ketone for somebody who's listening? And what is ketogenic diet?
Our bodies use primarily glucose as its primary source of fuel, and if it doesn't have enough glucose, then it starts using fatty acids from stored fat. And the body can take fatty acids and convert it into another form of energy called a ketone. And a ketone is kind of like a high-powered fat. It produces more energy than either glucose or fatty acids and has a lot of health benefits associated with it.
So that's a relatively new thing in the American diet, or the world's diet is kind of a rediscovery, or where did we get that?
Yeah, it's actually kind of a rediscovery because the ketogenic diet was initially invented back in the 1920s to treat epilepsy, which it did very well. And then it's been kind of lost until more recently, as new studies have come out showing that it's not only good for epilepsy, but for most all neurological conditions like Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease. And they've been extended that to diabetes, heart disease, and many other conditions. And so right now, for the last few years, the ketogenic diet has become very popular in treating a lot of chronic degenerative type diseases, including obesity.
We're seeing, I'm here at my in-laws, and we have a lot of discussions. That's how I kind of keep up with what's going on in that part of the world. You know how people have different kind of mindsets, and you kind of stay in your realm or your world, and then you talk to other people outside.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like in that realm, there's an epidemic of people are getting sick, and they don't know why, and they've trusted these doctors. I mean, just all across the board, America is getting sick. And I brought the point up to my brother-in-law. All you have to do is look at our medical system. You would give it a failing grade on every account. Look at two things. We spend the most money on healthcare in America, and we're one of the sickest developed nations in the world. What else do you need to know?
That's right. You know, they've been promoting low fat diets for several decades now to promote weight loss, to promote better health, to reduce heart disease. and it's failed. We're fatter than ever before. We have more Alzheimer's now. Heart disease is still the number one cause of death in this country. The low-fat diet has not worked. The ketogenic diet is a high-fat diet, and it is working, and there's many studies that actually prove that it works.
Give us an example. So if I'm going to, you know, in a typical day, what would I eat on a ketogenic diet?
Well, on a ketogenic diet, you would want to include lots of good healthy fats, primarily coconut oil, but generally saturated fats in general are good healthy fats, including the monounsaturates like olive oil. And so for breakfast, you can have your eggs and bacon, things like that. I encourage a lot of vegetables, so salads, you know, lunch, you can have a nice tossed salad with assortment of vegetables. And a very basic, easy dinner to make would be a piece of meat, any type of meat. It could be chicken, it could be fish, whatever. And then a good healthy portion of vegetables to accompany it. And the vegetables would be low-carb vegetables, so not your fried potatoes and stuff like that, but things like zucchini and asparagus and broccoli and such.
We're talking to Dr. Bruce Fife from CoconutResearchCenter.org. Now, his books that he's mentioned, and he's written, you know, a plethora, let's put it that way, of coconut books, and the miracle of it, Coconut Miracle, Coconut Oil Miracle was his first one in 2000. You can get those at PiccadillyBooks.com, PiccadillyBooks.com. That's two C's and two L's, PiccadillyBooks.com. If you have a question for Dr. Fife, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. And if you haven't called in, call in. Give us a call. You got Dr. Bruce. We got some time left. We're gonna just talk. If you we get a call, we'll bring you in. Dr. Fife, there's recently a lot of controversy concerning the American Heart Association, you know, aka the Big Pharma. That's the way I look at it. You tell me your opinion. But they seem like a proxy for Big Pharma, where they're saying things like coconut oil. They kind of got it in its bullseye and said all of a sudden it's bad for you and it's going to kill you. What? Tell us why they're wrong and why coconut is not the killer that they're saying.
Well, you know, yes, the American Heart Association came out with this report that was published, and this report was not actually a study. It was just basically a statement of position using older studies to back up their statement. Basically, it was fake news. They were
did CNN write it?
You would think so. But it was just a statement of their position, which they have had for decades, that all saturated fats are bad. And, you know, what's interesting about it, even though you read the reports in the news you know, about coconut oil being bad, the report wasn't focused on coconut oil. It was focused on saturated fats in general. Out of the 24-page report, there was actually only a half a page that addressed coconut oil specifically. And in that little part, they only mentioned about four studies on coconut oil. Now, I've done research, and I know there are over 10,000 studies on coconut oil, but they chose just four to talk about because they cherry-picked. They picked the studies that would support their viewpoint, and these studies were actually flawed. So they used flawed studies to promote it.
Flawed in which way? When you say flawed, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but when you say flawed, what do you mean flawed?
Well, they were done, and they didn't give full details. For example, the whole heart disease theory is based on cholesterol levels. And so they say that coconut oil and other saturated fats are bad because they increase total cholesterol and they increase the LDL cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol. But what this study failed to identify is there's actually two types of LDL cholesterol. There isn't the LDL cholesterol isn't bad. There's a good LDL and a not so good LDL. The good LDL cholesterol is the type of cholesterol that your body uses to produce bile, produce vitamin D, to produce the sex hormone. So it's a vital part of our bodies. And then there's another LDL cholesterol, which is a small, dense form of LDL cholesterol, which has a tendency to oxidize. And once the LDL cholesterol is oxidized, then it can promote health problems, including heart disease. So these four studies that they used didn't identify the type of LDL cholesterol. And when you do add coconut oil into your diet, your LDL, as well as your HDL cholesterol, which is also known as the good cholesterol, do increase. But what increases are the good LDL and the HDL cholesterol when you eat saturated fats, including coconut oil. And the bad LDL actually decreases. And so in reality, it reduces your risk of heart disease, but the American Heart Association report never went in and explained that.
Well, you know, heart attacks and heart disease and all these things are exploding in this country. If it's not the number one cause, it's darn near the number one cause of death. And the American Heart Association has been at this for a lot of years. I don't see that they have a very good track record. What do you say, Dr. Bruce?
Unfortunately, the American Heart Association, with their recommendations, are actually promoting heart disease and ill health. If you want to be sick and die early, follow the American Heart Association recommendations.
Oh, that's so sad. Now, you mentioned the ketones and the ketogenic keto. Am I saying that right? Ketogenic?
Ketogenic.
I apologize. Ketogenic diet. You were talking about it was discovered in the 20s, basically, or became popular in the 20s, and then it's almost like it disappeared. Was there a point in our history, you know, you may or may not know this, but I find it very curious. Was there a point about that time, 20s, 30s, where kind of Big Pharma took over and pushed all these kind of things away, or why is that?
Well, you know, you're really right, because in the early 1920s, researchers developed the ketogenic diet, specifically to treat epilepsy. And not only did it treat epilepsy, it actually cured epilepsy. Here was an incurable disease that they were able to cure with a diet. And it was fairly popular because it was really the only option they had until about the mid-30s. And then in the mid-30s, they started to develop drugs that could treat epilepsy. It wouldn't cure it, but it would treat it. And the problem is, the ketogenic diet, particularly the classic ketogenic diet back then, was very cumbersome. You had to restrict your carbohydrates to about 2% of your calories. You had huge amounts of fat, and you had to have the exact portions in every single meal. So it was very hard to follow. And when they had the pills become available, it was just easier to take the pill, and so doctors pushed everyone to take the pills rather than bother with the diet.
The diet
kind of fell out of popularity until about the mid-70s. There was a revival when they found that coconut oil, or the MCTs in coconut oil, actually enhanced the diet, and so you didn't need to reduce your carbohydrates so much. You didn't need to eat so much fat, so it opened up to the diet and made it even a healthier diet with more variety, more vegetables. And then in the 1990s, it had another resurgence, and again, it's had a resurgence in the last few years as well.
I think a lot of these, what's your feeling? I think a lot of these kind of, what do you call them, old home remedies or ancient's the wrong word. I don't know what word to use. But these, what your grandfather did, what your great-grandfather did, what the medicine in the 1800s, it's all starting to see a revival as we reject this modern medical system. Do you see that growing, or what's your feeling?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting. The treatment for diabetes, they've had a very successful treatment for diabetes even back in the early 1900s. And basically, it was a ketogenic type of diet, a high-fat, low-carb diet. Treated diabetes, either type 1, type 2 diabetes, was very successfully treated. But then they developed the insulin. You know, and so it was much easier for patients to get a shot of insulin than it was to change their diet, to get off the sugars and the lousy food. and so it went to the drug. And now we're seeing a turnaround. People are going back to the diet because insulin medications for diabetes just don't work. I mean, they're a Band-Aid solution. They do not cure the disease. They do not stop the disease. It still progresses and still kills people, but the diet can stop the disease and basically cure them.
You're a naturopathic doctor. What have you seen trends-wise things, what have you seen new trends that people need to be aware of?
Well, there's always these drugs come out. Since I am naturopathic, I avoid drugs, only use them for emergency purposes, not for every day. And you know what? If you get on a good diet, you can get off all these drugs, all the blood pressure medications, the cholesterol medications, all these things you can get off if you adopt a healthy diet.
Well, let's talk about, you're an expert in coconut. You are Dr. Coconut, after all. we got about a minute or so before the break. We'll continue this after if we need to. We probably will. What is it about coconut? Give us some general benefits. I know we're talking numbers and these words that maybe people, MCTs, LDLs and stuff, sometimes that goes right over your head. What are some general benefits of coconut, and how basically can people get that in a diet in an easy way? Should they just eat it? Should they cook with it, or what?
Well, some of the very basic benefits of coconut oil is it's antimicrobial, so it can help you fight off infections. It helps with gut health and helps improve digestion. It helps protect you against certain digestive problems like Crohn's disease and colitis. It helps with blood sugar, so with diabetes. It has anti-cancer properties. It is excellent for the brain. Of course, we've talked about epilepsy, but for also Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, and other conditions, and many more.
Well, we got to go to break. We'll go back to the gut. That kind of perked me up. Let's talk about the gut and anything else that comes to the mind. Dr. Coconut, Dr. Bruce Fife. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour. PowerHourNation.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Minutes after the hour, last segment with Dr. Coconut, Dr. Bruce Fife. We're talking about coconut and gut health. Well, let's go into that a little bit. Crohn's disease. What are we talking here?
Well, coconut oil can help relieve. I mean, it's really interesting. I get lots of people who have Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, and they start incorporating coconut oil into their diet. And not only does it relieve the symptoms, but when they go back to the doctor and have testing done, their colons have completely healed themselves. I mean, the disease goes away. So it's incredible.
And when you say into the diet, do you mean just taking it spoonful? Do you mean cooking with it? What do you mean?
Sure. And basically what you would do to add coconut oil into your life is replace all the other oils that you're using, particularly the polyunsaturated vegetable oils, and use coconut oil instead. So in a recipe, if it calls for margarine or vegetable oil, use coconut oil. So use it in all your cooking, and then use it even when a recipe doesn't even call for oil. Add it like to soups and stews. You can even add it to beverages. So you can add coconut oil to any type of food, no matter how it's cooked.
I know Josh, he used to add coconut oil to, I think it's coffee,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Oh, people add it to their coffee, to their tea, to milk, cocoa, to anything, you know.
Well, folk medicine, I just got a text from one of our listeners, Marcia. She says she calls that old-timey medicine, calls it folk medicine.
Yeah.
so that's what we're talking. We're talking about a return or revival of folk medicine is what you're doing. So you're like a folk naturopath doctor maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But, one of the things that we push here on the Power Hour, changing subjects, we have just a couple, 3 minutes left. We ask everybody to print a copy of the Bill of Rights and put it on the refrigerator because I feel like, and I think many of our listeners do, that we're disconnecting from our history, our heritage, what makes America unique. I believe there's only one thing that makes America truly unique, and that's the Declaration of Independence, and of course the Bill of Rights and that came with it is an extension of our charter. I'd like to ask you to go to our website at some point and powerhournation.com. Please print the Bill of Rights and put it in your practice somewhere or put it on your refrigerator at home. I just think that would be such a good compliment to what you're doing because your spirit of independence in medicine and taking your own health back, I mean, our founding fathers, they were all about that.
You know, that's right. I mean, when you go to conventional medical doctors, basically most of them give you drugs. You're dependent on drugs. And you don't need to be dependent on drugs. And you don't normally need drugs. You may need them like in emergency situations sometimes. But basically diet. Get back to the basics. Your diet is what makes you healthy. Eat good, healthy foods. That's going to do better than any type of drug.
Back to the basics. That's a great for our country, for our health, for our families. Back to the basics. That's what's worked. This new, all these new thoughts and reengineering of our culture, scientifically and culturally, is not working. We're seeing that. And we got a minute or so left. The conclusion is yours. You have the floor, Dr. Bruce Fife. It's been very good to have you on, and I really appreciate your patience this morning with us.
Well, I want to relieve people's apprehension about the American Heart Association's article when that came out. It went worldwide, and it really has no foundation whatsoever. if people, if you, they really wanted to know what kind of oil caused heart disease, they could go travel around the world and study those populations that eat coconut oil. And they
very
have.
Very good point.
And these people have very low heart disease rates.
CoconutResearchCenter.org, PiccadillyBooks.com. Dr. Bruce Fine, thank you so much. And thank you for listening. You guys have a fantastic afternoon. I will not be here tomorrow. I have some family matters and traveling to attend to. Don't forget Joyce's memorial. And Sam, the one and only Sam, will be back here tomorrow. Thank you so much. PowerHourNation.com, PowerMall, ThePowerMall.com. God bless you.